Anything and everything that can be done at the moment, Greg, at European level is being done and has been since Brexit as well. So there's ongoing quota negotiations at all times, which involves all member states working with other non-European member states as well in terms of negotiations. And I have used every one of those opportunities to leverage Ireland's position to try and improve our situation with regards to fishing, and I've had some successes in that. They have been marginal successes compared to the impact that Brexit has actually resulted in. And ultimately, that's going to take a change in terms of the common fisheries policy itself. This is why, for example, I wasn't able to be present at the MICA march last week, because the common fisheries policy, the starting gun for that common fisheries policy review, started last Tuesday. At the very point where the representatives of MICA homeowners were sitting down with Minister Dara O'Brien, which was a meeting I organised, I was sitting down at the Common Fisheries Policy at the Council meeting, setting down our red lines in relation to how I was going to be defending the Irish national interest in fishing over the next number of months and seeking to get our fish back. The other aspect is the task force which I've set up, which has got all fisher representatives together to actually put a report as to how we as a government can invest in the sector, a tremendous national resource that we have. There is a sustainable future for it, without a doubt, and a successful one. But there's no doubt that right now we're in a very difficult, challenging position because of the Brexit situation in particular. Yeah. And that's one we have to work our way through.